The shooting at a country music festival in Las Vegas Sunday night is the nation's deadliest mass shooting in history. As the investigation into the incident in Nevada continues, Matt Gillum spoke to Idaho authorities about what impact the event is having here.
Idaho State Police spokesman Tim Marzano aptly summarizes the situation.
Well, this is just a horrible tragedy that we all woke up to this morning.
According to Marzano, ISP isn't implementing any extraordinary measures following the Nevada incident. He says based on a directive from the president, the agency will be flying flags at half staff for the remainder of the week at their offices throughout the state. Officials at the Boise airport also said today is business as usual at the facility and no special security protocols are being activated. Following Sunday's deadly shooting targeting a large outdoor music event, Boise-based concert promoter Chris Moore says many in his industry are hurting.
It's just a tragic day and the most tragic day in our concert industry. You know, my condolences obviously go out to all the families and friends of people that have been hurt.
Moore's company, Seymour Live, is the exclusive promoter of the outdoor Outlaw Field concert series at the Boise Botanical Gardens. Moore says the safety of concertgoers is always the top priority. In addition to working directly with Boise police, Moore outlines other safety protocols like
canine units to detect explosive devices. We have metal detectors that we utilize checking people as they come into the entrances. We search all the bags and coolers.
Moore knows several people who worked the Route 91 Country Music Festival in Las Vegas over the weekend. He says his friends are safe. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.